Amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Well, good evening and Merry Christmas to you. I know you were wondering, are we going to stand the whole service? So we're going to give you a little reprieve right now. That's probably not a problem for people who are watching at home, but welcome to all of our online viewers as well. Well, just a few minutes, we're going to participate in what is no doubt my favorite part of the Christmas Eve service. You received a candle when you came in, and in a moment, it's going to be lit from this center Christ candle, and together we're going to sing that classic, timeless, universal, beautiful Christmas carol, Silent Night. Now, I don't know about you, but there's something about that song. It's so simple, and yet it's so profound. It's a powerful song. You know, award-winning country singer-songwriter Travis Tritt tells the story when he first started out, before he won any Grammy Awards, before he filled concert venues, he got his start in some out-of-the-way bars and taverns. And these were rough and edgy places to perform. Sometimes bar fights would break out. Sometimes even the entertainers were in danger. But Travis had a trick up his sleeve when that happened. You know what it was? He started singing Christmas carols. He said, it didn't matter if it was the middle of July, when I started singing Silent Night, everything calmed down. People sat down, exchanged the punches for peace. Grown men started wiping tears from their eyes. It's a powerful song. What is it about that song, Silent Night, which is so that's so compelling? Is it just that it stirs up some warm and homey sentiments of thinking about a newborn child with his mother that comforts us? Well, if so, I think that's a little bit ironic, because is any night on which a child is born a silent night? You know, we do sentimentalize and sanitize the Christmas story a little bit. Take a look at this nativity scene. It shows, for example, what a calm and peaceful and idyllic setting this is. The moonlight or the glory is beaming through the top of that cave. The animals are bowing reverently. A guy off on the side is playing a clarinet. Now, I had the privilege of witnessing my own four children coming into the world, and it was anything but a silent night. There was crying and screaming. That was just for me, let alone for my wife or the newborn. Maybe the silent night wasn't directly related to that night, but maybe the silence comes from something else. What if the silence comes from our response to this story? For when we pause for a moment to think about the wonder and the significance of what happened at Christmas, Christmas tells the story of a God who went to incredible lengths to be close to you. Christmas tells the story of a God who went to unbelievable lengths to become human so that you could relate to him and know him and be in relationship with him. I think it becomes a silent night when we pause to consider that the infinite became an infant. When the almighty, powerful God shrunk down and became small and weak and vulnerable. When the great helper became helpless. When the creator entered into creation. When the God who holds the entire world in his hands placed himself in the hands of the world. When we consider this, we're speechless. You know, there are a few moments in our lives where we are without words. where we experience some wonder and awe, a touch of transcendence. Maybe you're exposed to some beautiful music or piece of art that just deeply moves you. Maybe you climb a mountain and you look at the vista and it takes your breath away. Maybe you fall in love. You look into the eyes of your child for the first time. In these moments, we are speechless. We're silent. And so it is, friends, on Christmas Eve, when we once again consider the miracle of God becoming human for us. That God goes to infinite lengths to be near you. That God is not content to be seen as some impersonal force to be feared. That God does not stand afar and cross his arms and look at the world and say, "Shape up, world." No, Christmas reminds us that God has drawn near. That God seeks a relationship with you. This is why he becomes human. And so it is on this silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Can you take a moment to enter into this wonder again of this story? To remember that Christ came to be near to you. That Christ invites a relationship with you. And in that moment of wonder, all we can do is open our hearts and receive. In a moment, I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And if the words of this prayer describe the desire of your heart, then I'll invite you to pray it with me silently. Let's pray. Living God, in the stillness and silence of this moment, we remember that you became a human in Bethlehem for us. Thank you for drawing near. I want to open my heart today to you and your gift. I want to know your love in a new way. And so, right now, I open my heart to relationship with you. Fill me again with the wonder of your birth. In Christ's name, amen.